نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم روي عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء هو العبادة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers, young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to witness the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the month where the Quran was revealed. So, to gain and maximize the benefits of Ramadan, we should attach ourselves with the Quran. Attach in a sense that by reading the Quran, by understanding the Quran, and by bringing the Quran in practice in our life. With this, Ramadan is also a month where a person should engage in dua. It's a month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of a believer. So this very ayah is followed by the previous ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this Quran, in this ayah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي, O Prophet of Allah, when my servant comes to you and they ask, where is Allah? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عَنِّي عِبَادِي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. So tell them that I am near, I am close. The Shani Nuzul, the reason why this ayah was revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that the Yahud, the Jewish, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they say that, how shall we call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aloud or quietly, when there is a huge distance between us and the first heavens? There is a distance of 500 years of traveling, and between each heavens there is a traveling of 500 years. So we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distant from ourselves. So how shall we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Upon that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي, when my servant they come and they ask, "Anni fa inni qareeb," tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close in a sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of our situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we're going through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'ani. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close to us, so ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'ani, I accept the worship, I accept the ibadah of the worshipper when they engage in worship. Mufassirin, they have mentioned that the word which has been used over here is da'wat al-da', the prayer, the dua. But the translation has been done as ibadah. As ibadah. So two different concepts. One is the concept of dua, And at the same time, there is another concept of worship, of ibadah. So the Mufassirin, they have answered by saying this hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. The du'a in itself is an ibadah. Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. And if you see du'a, so you will see the main thing of what we find in ibadah, which is humbleness, to show our nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that things in du'a. So ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an, I accept the worship of the person, of a believer, when they are engaged in ibadah. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayh, he has mentioned a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam under this ayah, and he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given three things to this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given three things to this ummah, and these three things were only given by the Prophet or the previous ummah. Even the ummah of the previous Prophet, they were not given this. So these three things are very specific with this ummah and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who came before us. One of those three things is that Udu'uni astajib lakum. Udu'uni astajib lakum. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Udu'uni, you call me. You ask for your needs and I will answer your call. And these things was given only to the previous prophet. Even the ummah were deprived from this ni'mah. What does that mean? Well, that the previous nation, wherever they had some issues, they were going through calamities, difficulties, so they would have to go to the prophet and ask to the prophet to make dua for them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this ni'mah has been given to my ummah. This ni'mah has been given to my ummah that wherever they find themselves in difficulties, wherever they want something, so they don't have to go to the alim, to the imam of the masjid. They don't have to go to the Nabi of that time, to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Themselves, by raising their hands, they can say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I am in need of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udu'uni astajib lakum. I will answer your prayer. I will answer your du'as. So this du'a is a weapon for a believer to protect himself from calamities. And this is a du'a. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the person who has been opened the du'a for him, the person who knows how to make du'a, for that person, Jannah has been opened. The person who knows how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for that person to enter Jannah is very easy, because he knows how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a misconception with regards to du'a, and there is masala that we should clarify, that many times these thoughts come into our mind, and this thought has been put in our mind from shaitan. That what is the point of asking du'a so many times? We keep asking du'as, but our du'a has not been accepted. I have this need. I have been asking this du'a for few days, for few years now. But I'm not getting nothing in reward of this du'a. So this is the misconception that we have from shaitan. Shaitan put this kind of thought to distract us from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi has answered that if you understand the Quran very well, you will come to this point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this open. That if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer you. And there is not any kind of condition that you have to do this and that. So even though, why our prayer is not being accepted? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept open, that you ask me and I will answer you, kul, I will answer your needs. So even though, why my du'a is not being accepted? Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned an ayah of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quietly, show you you need, to be show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are in need. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are certain persons whose dua has not been accepted. And that word Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned is that person who is engaged in major sins. The person who is engaged himself in major sins, that person's dua has not been accepted. That person who utilizes words which are not being used by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he makes that use of that word of a habit, and he ignored the sunnah and the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has utilized these certain words, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the du'a of that person. The person who without reason he shouts and he hastened that, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not answering my du'a? Mufassirin, they have answered that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your du'a, but because of certain reason, because of certain wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not granted that to you for your own good. And when that person is in rush and say that, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepting my du'a, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the reward of that du'a as well from his book of deeds. So your du'a has been accepted, but because of some certain reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given that particular things to you in this world. Sometimes there is some calamity is going to come into our life, but because of the barakah of this du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed the calamity from us. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this du'a for us in the hereafter. If a person was to know that this du'a was not accepted in the day of in this world and was kept in the hereafter, so in the day of Qiyamah he will wish that, I wish that all my du'a were not accepted in this world, so I would get all the rewards in the hereafter. So our du'as are being accepted. There are some certain conditions that you should be away from haram. You should be obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our calls. During this month of Ramadan, we should take advantage from this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should draw close to ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have got many needs. We have got needs related to our worldly aspect. We have got our needs related to our spiritual aspect as well. We have got certain habits in our life that we want to get rid of them, but we try our best, but we cannot. So we have got this weapon, which is called dua. Tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, you have granted us this month of Ramadan to become a muttaqi, a person of taqwa, but there are certain barriers in between me and you. This habit which has been involved in even before Ramadan, I find myself very difficult to bring them up from our life. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. If anything it doesn't come out in your mind that what should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make this dua, Allah, I'm sitting in front in your court and nothing is coming in my mind. I'm begging you to put words in my mind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open your mind. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you make dua those things which will be beneficial for you in this world and the hereafter. There's two times specially, at a time of iftar and at a time of suhoor. Mufti Saeed Ahmad Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, when he said that at the time of iftar, at the very time when we are eating, when we are breaking our fast, that's the very particular time where our dua has been accepted. And before that time, before iftar as well, we should engage ourselves in dua. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We should ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our future resolutions for this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to utilize as this dua to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan the month in which we should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we gain the taqwa and wilayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, I request all of our musallis to start making yourself, inshallah. Khutbah will be starting, inshallah, very soon.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا إلى الإسلام والإيمان وفتح لنا أبواب الجنان في رمضان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان اعلموا أن هذا شهر عظيم شهر رمضان فاسعوا إلى تحصيل بركاته بالصوم والطاعات وتنزه عن العصيان فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلا 700 ضعف إلى ما شاء الله يقول الله إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به يدعو شهوته وطعامه من أجلي للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك رواه ابن ماجه رحمه الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصيام جنة وإذا كان يوم الصوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يسخط فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقول إني امرؤ صائم أخرجه البخاري رحمه الله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أجزوا تغنموا وصوموا تصحوا وسافروا تستغنوا رواه الطبراني في المعجم الأوسط أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الرؤوف الرحيم الحمد لله الكريم الجواد أحمده سبحانه وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله هدًى إلى سبيل الرشاد صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين لازم التقوى فإنها ملاك الطاعات وكونوا عباد الله مخلصين له العبادات ولا تنهمكوا في نعيم الدنيا فإنها فانية هالكة الذات وعليكم موالاة الصلاة والسلام على سيد الكائنات فقال الله جل وعلا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم البخيل من ذكرت عنده ولم يصلي علي اللهم صل وسلم على محمد شفيع المؤمنين والمؤمنات وعلى آله وصحبه لا سيما على صديق غاره ورفيقه الأنيق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى هادم أساس الكفر والرأي المصاب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياة وجامع القرآن أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه وعلى الأزجع العالم ببدائع المعاني وروائع المطالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الإمامين الهمامين الأزهرين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى أميه المكرمين بين الناس أبي أمارة الحمزة وأبي الفضل العباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم اجعل بلاد الإسلام آمنة من الآفات والبليات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار واغفر لجميع المسلمين والمسلمات إنك مجيب الدعوات وقاضي الحاجات وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم واشكروا الله على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما نصنعون أقيموا صفوفكم. Please straighten your rows. Make sure there is not any vacant space. Stand shoulder to shoulder.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Safiya Durus from Alijay. Make sure your heels are on the last line of the pattern. استووا وقيموا صفوفكم.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سر موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
A few very important announcement. Inshallah, brothers are requested to donate for the masjid with generosity, inshallah. And this Saturday. Inshallah, this Saturday will be a program for our sisters.
On Sunday,
office. From 2:30 till 3:30, inshallah. So again, this Sunday there will be a special program for our sisters in our masjid, inshallah, from 2:30 till 3:30, inshallah. So brothers are requested to send our sisters to this program, and inshallah it will be very beneficial.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ashraf as-salati wa taslim ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina mawlana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallam. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت ولي النصر إذا شئت. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم كل الخير لكل مسلم ومسلمة. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم رب ارحمهم كما ربيانا صغيرا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. امين.